Today our readings are showing two powerful images. One in the text read of the epistle reading of Romans is Paul is speaking about the creation waiting, groaning, and longing for redemption. In the gospel reading, Jesus speaks of a field where wheat and weed, my test for English of a Brazilian accent here, wheat and weed are growing together until the harvest. Both stories are telling an uncomfortable truth. The world is not as it was created to be. We know this reality. We see in the suffering of the people. We see this in war, in the genocide in Gaza, in high rates of violence against women, femicides, in the wounds of creation, climate change victims, or in the loneliness or fear, consequences of a capitalist and individualist society. We know that something is broken. There are weeds growing among the wheat. And perhaps one of the deepest forms of suffering is precisely that. God has given us that vision of what the world could be while we continue to live in the world as it is. This suffering is painful. Through the Spirit, we have received what Paul calls the spirit of adoption. We have been welcomed in God's realm and family. We know that we belong to God. We have tasted God's love and God's promises. And because we have seen something of God's kingdom, we cannot simply accept the brokenness as normal. Paul says that the whole creation has been groaning together in labor pains. Note that image. It's not groaning for death, but it's groaning for of birth. Creation is not waiting for the end and destruction. Creation is waiting, is longing for transformation. Is this holy longing? The Brazilians and Portuguese have a word for that. This longing is called saudade. Saudade is meant in Portuguese. A Brazilian pastor, Presbyterian pastor, Ruben Alves, said that saudade, or this longing, is feeling the presence of an absence. The presence of something or someone who is absent. This is saudade. This is the longing. Or is also saying where our soul is calling us to be, where we would call home. This is the hope that we have heard in the two readings. This is an important distinction. What we proclaim is hope, not pretending that everything is fine. Hope does not deny suffering. Hope looks honestly at the world and still trusts that God is at work. Among us, we have several examples, moments of that unconditional affirmation of hope while we are surrounded by signs of brokenness. Most of us came here to Geneva, moved because of a new job, a promise of a new life, a place to come where we would grow. We left behind parents, friends, language, everything that was called familiar for us. At first, weeks, we were excited, happy, new place, new people, new life. After some time we moved, life became harder and harder than expected. frequent travels, absences, struggles with loneliness, no language, missing of what we call home. There are gains, of course, there are gains. We learn other languages, we eat different types of food, we learn other culture, but then sometimes even simple things like calling to a doctor for a rendezvous makes our life impossible. Or finding the school appointment with a teacher and speaking another language would be so difficult. Building new friendship sometimes made and is still making for those coming our life exhausting. And then we found this church, this place, where we enter in the sanctuary and we feel something like home. We meet people from different places, different languages, different accents, from Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America, North America, and we are sitting side by side, close to each other. Diplomats, students, retirees, people in retirement, different professionals. This diversity is making this place a beautiful congregation, a diverse congregation, but also a complicated congregation, a complex congregation. As we are longer sometimes in this church, we also experiencing some tensions, different expectations, misunderstanding, even because of our English is so different, and cultural differences. We expect a different kind of worship, not so singing, maybe too much singing, a little bit of singing, more singing. We have different expectations. We would like to think that the church should be or would be that place where only wheat would be growing. Would be perfect place where we all would be wheat. But surprise, no. The church is not a place where all the weeds have been removed. Church is where God keeps growing wheat and weed. Wheat and weed. Clear? God has not brought together a community of perfect people. Thanks be to God. God has brought together people who are still growing. We are still growing. People carrying griefs, stories, hope, failures, questions, dreams. People who may, from many nations, learning to live as one family in Christ. And so we see signs of this kingdom, someone caring for our children, someone praying in the prayer group, the women's group coming together, someone helping with the Swiss bureaucracy, someone helping to call the doctor for an appointment, a prayer group, all in this community, signs of hope and signs of imperfection. We feel particularly strong that tension that Paul describes. We have glimpses of God's future kingdom, a diverse community, and the gospel is speaking directly to this reality. A farmer plants a good seed, the wheat, it's also called good seed, during the night, and then an enemy comes and will plant the weed inside, among the wheat. When the servants discover what happened, they immediately want to act. They want to take actions, to do something. Do you want us to gather them? It's understandable, the desire to fix the problem, to solve it, to separate, and then it's done, to take control. Then we know what will happen. But then this answer, no, because gathering the weeds, you would also uproot the wheat along with them. The parable reminds us that life and growth rarely happens in perfect, clean fields. Even in agriculture, the richest harvest do not always come from the sterile from that uniformity of land. Vast monocultures of soy may be kept free from weeds, yes, through insecticides and intensive control. But organic farming is learning, is teaching us that we need to rely on a more complex ecology where diversity of plants coexist. And it's exactly in that coexistence, in that living together, that wheat will grow, will come stronger. Is that resilience of the field will help us to understand and to that is preventing from pests from and maintaining that balance. This does not mean that evil does not matter. This does not mean that injustice should be ignored. It does not mean that we remain silent in the face of suffering. Throughout the scripture, God calls us to seek justice, to defend the vulnerable, and to participate in the healing of the world. Jesus reminds us that what God's patience is, it's that it's greater than our impatience. God knows that we cannot what we cannot see. God's judgment is not like human judgment. Waiting is not passive. Waiting is not doing nothing. It is a faithful waiting, a waiting that continues to pray, to love, to serve, and especially to trust. This waiting is that the one bringing us hope. The hope is built on that waiting, in a prayerful waiting. We live in the time between that planting and the harvesting. We live in that time when we people that we know the promise of God, but we have not yet seen the complete fulfillment. We carry both joy and pain, faith and questions, confidence but also uncertainty. And it is this exactly this waiting that we know that we are not alone. When we cannot find the words to pray, when our hearts are tired or burdened, God's Spirit will whisper within us, praying with us in silence, holding our hearts before God. And we have this congregation, we have this place, this church, complex, diverse, where we belong. And we feel togetherness. We are bound in love despite our imperfection. God will bring creation towards its fulfillment. This is the promise. God will gather us, and God will restore what is broken. Until that day, we are called to live as children of God, people who see the reality of the world and suffer, but who refuse to surrender to despair, people who recognize the weeds but who continue to nurture the wheat, people who know suffering, but who are held by hope, hope that will make us shine like the sun. Amen.